how important it is. Sorry.
Well, I've got some letters at home, Xerox copies of letters that I gave to the University of Virginia from Grandfather Scott to Father, two letters, and five or six or seven letters from Mother to Father before they were formally engaged, from Mother, who's in Europe, traveling with.
I sent those letters to you.
You did?
Yeah.
And I gave them to the University of Virginia because I had no place to keep them properly. And I've got Xerox copies of them, but couldn't find the Xerox copies even.
Well, what are they, would the University of Virginia, what interest would they have? I mean, would they have anything to do with the University of Virginia?
One of them was fascinating. Dated 1882 from Grandfather Scott to Father, a student at Princeton College, when Father was 20 years old. Dear Fred, I'm ashamed that any son of mine would participate in student riots. I'm glad you did not destroy any personal property, but I think it's entirely appropriate that you should pay your pro rata share of the damage is done and enclose $13.
Oh,
$13.
I have no idea how many people participated.
It must have been 1,300, and he thought the damage was $13.
I think Father must have written to him that his share was about $13.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether it was $150 altogether or $13,000 or what. And $13 was a lot of money in those days. The other letter was dated about a month later to Father at Princeton. Dear Fred, too many boys hide from work by staying in college for the better part of their life. I think 2 years of education is enough for anybody. You can learn much more at a job I've gotten for you in either Petersburg or Richmond. I can't remember which. I'm willing to pay for your education for 2 years of Princeton, but no more. You're devoted to Father.
Well, those letters, because I'm familiar with both of them, having heard them, but I don't think I've ever seen them.
They're at the University of Virginia Library now.
Yeah, they are.
And they also kept the books, letters from Mother. I said about the first one, the student riots, I didn't think the University of Virginia ought to have it, or Princeton, neither one, because neither one wanted to admit student riots, and particularly with Father being the rector of the Board of Visitors, I think you ought to have a background available in the library, hey, what a bad egg he was in college.
Yeah. Even to prove that the people that riot can still amount to something.
Yeah. Mother's letters, according to the librarian there, John Wiley, who's now dead, who I gave them to, said it was very valuable because it gave a social history of the times, what people did and thought about it, why they went.
And they were so formal.
Yeah.
Dear Mr. Scott, if perchance you are on your way downtown, could you stop by my mother's house and meet Mr. Lynch, a kind of gentleman who has presented himself to Richmond from Norfolk. Words to that effect.
From Mother to Father?
Uh-huh. From Mother to stop by, and he would like to introduce.
And written to her husband, Mr. Scott.
Mm-hmm.
No, not her husband.
He was just a
her
friend.
Her boyfriend.
Oh, I see. Dear Mr. Scott, sorry. Yeah, friend.
Well, put that down in the middle of the floor for the time being.
Well, is there any person who wants to start in and